Welcome to the World War One at Home podcast with me, Helen Mark. For terms and conditions, go to bbc.co.uk/podcasts. A cycling shop on the high street in Omagh saw a new kind of soldier in 1915. Dozens of troops pedalled through the town to enlist men in the newly established cyclist company of the 36th Ulster Division. A local bicycle agent, Sam Steele, was asked to supply 50 bikes fitted with rifle straps just before the soldiers left for the front. Military historian Dr. Timothy Bowman of the University of Kent and Dr. Haldane Mitchell from Omagh explain.
We're standing in High Street in Omagh, outside number 55. It once belonged to a family called Steele, who sold cycles. They've been here since around about 1900. This photograph is dated 1952, and there's the original Steele's cycle store with somebody looking out. It was a double shop window, and there were no backs, so you could see straight into the shop. That's the old shop as it always was, and I always knew it as a boy. And we got all our bicycles there when we were small.
They moved into Omagh and set up their cycle business before the First World War. So you can see why Sam would be involved in supplying the cycles, because of the St. Lucia Barracks connection.
The War Office machinery had basically broken down at the start of the war, and there was a lot of the sort of ad hoc business of trying to get local suppliers to provide what we would think of as essential items that otherwise the military would have done themselves. And this is a small local example of that, where the local cycle agent is being approached rather than orders being placed through the War Office. We know that the Ulster Volunteer Force was involved in forming the 36th Ulster Division, and part of that process involved the formation of a cyclist company. This company was involved in a large recruiting tour around parts of Ulster in March 1915. There were a number of cyclist units that were formed within the British Army, and the idea of these units was that they would provide reconnaissance for the much slower moving infantry. They'll be moving about in open warfare with the cavalry, finding out where enemy units are and sending that back. One of the very few things we're told about the cyclist company in the Ulster Division is that when the Ulster Division first went into the line in autumn 1915, it was men of the cyclist company that set up the first observation posts. So that reconnaissance role was still being carried out by them, even in trench warfare.
I'm Robert Scott. I'm recently retired as state manager at Barons Court. There is a bit of a tradition. There was a UVF camp held at Barons Court in 1913. Home rule was being proposed for Ireland, and there was considerable resistance. And then on the outbreak of war, further training took place at Barons Court. There was several training camps, certainly more than one, training raw troops before they were sent off to France. And there was a depot of the Royal Enniskillen Fusiliers at St. Lucia Barracks in Omagh, which is 10 miles away from Barons Court.
They were summoned from the hillside. They were called in from the glen.
We have photographs of rows upon rows of cyclists. I don't know how many there would be. It would be couple of hundred. Well, here they are. They are obviously living under canvas, and this is obviously washing facilities here outside under oak trees in the park, which is still there.
Keep the home fires burning while your hearts are yearning. Though your lands are far away, they dream of home.
The cycle company is formed towards the end of 1914. It does take time to recruit in a rather unusual way, which is actually sending the Cyclist Corps out round provincial Ulster rather than simply hoping that the posters will bring enough men into the recruiting offices. The original headquarters of the unit is established in Bangor in County Down. They then go to an inspection in Belfast, then off to Carrickfergus, Larne, Antrim, Ballymena, Lisburn, Portadown, Omagh. Their headquarters are actually transferred from Bangor to Enniskillen at the end of this whole route march through Ulster. The Northern Whig was noting on the 23rd of March 1915 that the Cyclist Company still needed 71 men. So this suggests that their trip to Omagh had brought in about 30 men, and it seems that the rest of the tour does bring them up to the strength of 200.
Sam Steele's Bicycle Shop in Omagh. To hear more stories and find out more details about the war, go to bbc.co.uk/World War I.